Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, and it's amazing over the years of talk radio who is out there listening. A lot of people with quite a story, quite a background, and major famous people even. David has called us from South Jersey, Berlin, places like that. David Gerlitz is the Winston man. For 8 years, he was the guy appearing in advertising for Winston cigarettes for 8 years in the 80s. He has then he quit smoking, joined the anti-smoking movement, condemning the tobacco industry. After 20 years of doing that, he became disillusioned with the anti-smoking movement, and he became an advocate for the vaping industry. The David Gerlitz story is a three-part miniseries, the first part being available on Amazon Prime for free with a subscription. We'll give you all the details on that. As I said, he's a listener right here. David Gerlitz with us from Berlin, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good morning. Yeah, I'm a longtime listener, Dom, and I've been listening to this program for quite a while, and you get my ire up. You get me all upset, and you and Rich and Mark and Rush, and you know what? I just love you guys for what you do, because I couldn't do what you do, Dom. I mean, every day to have to deal with the same old garbage. And now, you know, luckily I have the opportunity to do something good, hopefully, in this country with my past. So I really appreciate you letting me come on your program.
Well, thanks very much. So, David, I read here, I'm not sure if this is accurate. I think it is, though. You were in 42 advertisement for Winston cigarettes, and you were called the Winston man?
Yeah, I was hired in 1981 to come up with a new campaign to bring Winston in sales right behind Marlboro. And I heard you mention earlier, Marlboro has always been number one, basically, since mid to late 60s. So Winston was number four in marketing sales, and then they had to come up with a new concept, which is what I was hired to do, to associate smoking with macho, healthy, rugged activity like mountain climbing. Mountain climbing and smoking, they really go together stop and think about it.
Now, were you a mountain climber at all? Did you have to scale anything for the shoot?
Oh, yeah. This was, nothing was digital. This was all, we went to magical sites in Glacier Bay, Juneau, Alaska, Lajitas, Texas, Valley of Fire, Mount Evans, Colorado, you name it, we were there, always rappelling. Literally, I was never a mountain climber. I was a training stud double. I was also a photo double for Harrison Ford. So, I mean, I had some experiences with some rough, tough, macho kinds of things, but, you know, I'd been a smoker since I was 14. So by the time I reached 30, I was starting to feel the effects of, you know, lung issues as early as 30, 32 years of age.
I want to go back to David, too, and that's only in the 80s. You know, when Mad Men, the hit TV show, showed the advertising thing, they not only had a whole array of alcohol, 10 o'clock in the morning, they're sitting in their office throwing them back, but people were smoking all over the place. And there was a scene there where a gynecologist is examining a woman in the stirrups, and he's got the cigarette ash dangling there.
Yep.
I had a doctor in South Philly. He was a great doctor, Dr. DeSena, but was a chain smoker. When he's examining you, he's chain smoking.
Was he your gynecologist?
He wasn't my gynecologist. He was a gynecologist in the morning and a general in the afternoon. So I hope you didn't get them confused. Exactly.
Yeah,
so
when you see the changes we've had since this, like, I started smoking in 64. No one put a gun to my head. No one twisted my arm. You know, smoking was always a part of my, I'm 70 in April. So, you know, back in the 64, right the same year that Luther Terry, the Surgeon General, came out and announced to the world that smoking kills. He didn't say tobacco kills. He said smoking kills. So from that point on, it took our government almost 49 years to get its act together to do something proficient to try to stem the tide of tobacco addiction. So I think the government has given up their rights, because in those 45 years, you can, if you ever watched the movie JFK, the judge in the movie with Kevin Costner, the Untouchables, and all these other things, All the judges and jury people are smoking. We used to smoke on airplanes. We could smoke in restaurants.
Yes.
I smoked in the car with my kids with asthma. So luckily, and thank God, you know, we had some progress. But it took 45, 50 years for this to really come to fruition. And now tobacco control, in my opinion, failed miserably because we still have 8 million kids between 12 and 18 smoking cigarettes, combustible cigarettes. And then we've had this vaping thing came in 2011 and 12. And then everybody started saying with misinformation and cherry-picked science that vaping was as bad as smoking. And that's just bogus. It's a hoax. It's BS. You know, right now, United College of Physicians, the Royal College of Physicians, the United Kingdom is recommending vaping, but our country cannot get it act together to do anything that's right for not only kids, but the 40 million remaining smokers who had an exit with vaping as an alternative, because we now have 12 million ex-former smokers who are vaping a 95% safer, not 100% safe, but 95% safer because there's no carcinogens, tars, burning, and combustible. So I've been fighting the Democrats for 10 years, not only on the vaping, but even before that, when they were trying to establish the idea of let's not pick on the tobacco companies too much because they were right behind the gun lobby as the highest lobbying group in Washington. So, you know, I'm pretty passionate about this right now. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head because we have made some changes. Your doctors were smoking back in the 70s and 80s. But luckily, you know, we turned the tide a little bit, but we still have 7 to 8 million kids smoking. And now they're trying to ban vaping, which is the alternative, you know, to people who want to really get off the cigarettes once and for all.
Well, that's my position, too. Look, the science, we can bring in people to debate this, but you're right that this is a safer alternative. Any reasonable scientific evidence indicates that. And it's a way for people who can't quit cold turkey. Now, let's talk about the David Gurewitz story. It's a three-part mini-series available. The first part is available on Amazon Prime for free with a subscription, or you can rent it on Amazon at $2.99. What do you do in the mini-series?
Well, I decided that I was sick and tired of telling my story to people because everybody I'd meet say, what did you do? And once I start telling my story, I cannot give you a sound bite. I've got, you know, I started smoking at 13. I was a fat kid in high school. I got married at 19. I had three kids. I got overweight. I lost weight. I got overweight. I always wanted to be an actor. So I struggled with being a loner, being the class clown at Pennsauk in high school when I graduated in 68. And I got married real young, and all my friends went off to college or the army or whatever. So I learned very quickly that I had to grow up. But unfortunately, the addiction that I had to tobacco pretty much took a big focus on my life. And my story is that I grew out of being overweight. I lost weight, and I became a model in Philadelphia with Madeira Models. I worked with Strawbridges and Wanamakers, and I did bridal expos. Then I landed a couple good jobs in New York, and then I was found out to be okay enough to be one of the Winston men. I beat out 900 other guys for the coveted role, and I did such a good job that they kept me on for 8 years, more than any other tobacco model. So the series that I did, I want people to know who I am, that I have credibility. I'm not just somebody who is suspecting that vaping may be safer. I know it is, and I've seen it, you know, affect people's lives. And if I can't vape because I have emphysema. I'm now having gene therapy at Temple Lung Center from my years of smoking. I also have the alpha-1 gene, which is hereditary, where you're predisposed to lung issues anyway. So I guess my three packs of cigarettes a day didn't help any. And then my brother died of cancer at 48. So my series is just to let people know that I am out and about. I'm kind of like the whistleblower since 1988 when I turned against R.J. Reynolds, but I'm not anonymous. I've been telling my story for almost 31 years, and nobody's listening, including the media, Don.
Well, you know, I'm very glad that you're here and that Dan knew about this, and we got your story as a listener. So I have to I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I'm fascinated by your life and what you've done. And I see the Harrison Ford photo thing to sit in for him. You absolutely have that. So let me ask you, when you were the Winston man, though, was that attractive to women? Did you have to beat him off? One of those things.
Yeah. You know what? When you're a little fat kid with man boobies, you know, you don't really think that you're going to have a future where you're going to be able to turn a head. But I got married at 19, and unfortunately, my wife of 49 years just suddenly passed away in August from a pulmonary embolism to her lung, and I'm the sick one in the family, and she's the rock. But yes, to be honest with you, being an actor, being on the stage, you know, doing theater, doing commercials, working with Harrison Ford, yeah, it was kind of nice. But then again, I didn't have that kind of desire to have to turn head because I was lucky to find my lovely, wonderful wife who stood by me for 49 years. So I wasn't going to muck it up.
I hear you. Well, David, thank you. I'm very glad that this is out there. We'll tell listeners the David Gerlach story, 3-part miniseries. First part being available on Amazon Prime. That's free with a subscription, or you can rent it on Amazon for $2.99. And that's spelled, the G-O-E-R-L-I-T-Z. David, to be continued. Thank you. Thanks for your story today, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Dom, and thank you for tracking me down. I look forward to talking to you again sometime, maybe.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.